Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Loud and Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. On Thanksgiving morning, early in the morning, I was woken up to a message that the Lord gave me. And it was such an encouraging message and so unexpected because it was about the rapture. And this is something that the Lord usually does not talk to me about because the ministry has given me ministry for the church to give out warnings and to call people into repentance. So I don't hear about the rapture very often. So this was it warmed my heart, and I was so thankful to him to share this with me. And now I want to share it with you all. You know, the word rapture is not mentioned in the Bible, and most of you already know this. It is a man-made-up word, but it does describe what will happen when Jesus comes and gathers his bride. The real word in the Bible that is used for this event is called harpazo. And this word harpazo is mentioned 13 times in the New Testament. And I will have a reference to this and all the other things I'm talking about. It will be in my blog, so you can go check that out in my blog. Now, the most famous verse that contains the word harpazo is, of course, 1 Thessalonians 4:17, which says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Hallelujah. Now in this verse, it talks about that we shall be caught up. That's the harpazo word, caught up. And if you look at this in the Strong's Concordance, which tells us the exact meaning of a word, this word is a Greek word, and it is number 726. Again, this will all be in my blog. And here's what the word actually means. It means catch up, take by force, catch away, pluck, to seize, and to pull. Now, when you think about the rapture, it really kind of means all of that. The Lord's going to come and catch us up. Yes, it's going to be by force because we're not going to have the opportunity to resist it, nor do we want to resist it when he comes. It's going to be a catching away. He's going to pluck us up from the earth. He's going to seize us and pull us up. So all these words fit the actual event that we like to call the rapture. If you look at the root word of harpazo, I think the meaning is quite beautiful. It means to choose. It also means to take for oneself or to prefer. How beautiful is that, brothers and sisters? The Lord Jesus chooses us. He prefers us. And he is going to take us for himself. And that's the root word for harpazo. He chooses his lamb. And then we get to go with him to the supper of the Lamb. That's going to be an amazing event. Now, in the message I'm about to read to you, the Lord uses the word to snatch up. That's the word he uses, is to snatch. He's going to snatch up his bride. So let me go ahead and read this to you, this message. "Do not be dismayed, but rejoice, for soon you will be with me in my kingdom. Yes, you will not remain here, for I will snatch you where I will be. My remnant, my bride, is coming home. They have endured much, and soon their robes will be washed in the blood. They will be made clean, pure, and blameless in my eyes. I will no longer see their sins, for they will wear my robe of righteousness." Encourage each other with these words. "Watch so none of you will be left behind. The day approaches quickly. The trumpet will sound, the dead will rise, and the living will follow after. There will be no other day like it. As you prepare on earth for this event, So I prepare in heaven. I await the words of my Father, who will give me the green light. Stay true to me. Stay firm upon the rock. Do not waver. Do not fall asleep. But do more than when you first started. Do not let the enemy throw you into complacency. Resist him and he will flee. Fight the good fight. The battle rages, but the reward is great. You are almost home, my beloveds. So rejoice. The King of Kings, Jesus. And then, brothers and sisters, I waited a little while to see if I heard anything else, and I asked the Lord, and I heard a couple more things. This is what I heard. I heard, think of me. Put your mind on me and not earthly things. Continually cover your mind with the precious blood of my sacrifice and put on the helmet of salvation and hope. This will protect your thoughts and the fiery darts of the enemy. See, I have not left you or abandoned you, like the enemy says. He is a liar. Do not fall into his snare and believe his whispers and taunts. Renew your mind with my word. Speak it out loud for full benefit. Do this daily. Proclaim and declare my word, for its power is great and it will bring forth much fruit. That was the end of this message. Hallelujah. What a beautiful message from the Lord. I hope it encourages you, brothers and sisters, and brings hope to you. I want to go ahead now and end with 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. This is another reference to when we are raptured. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.